I'm talking with Gordon Smile of Audit Scotland about the Accounts Commission's findings on Strathclyde Partnership for Transport. Gordon, what's the report and findings about?
This report looks at travel and expenses at Strathclyde Passenger for Transport, which is one of Scotland's regional transport authorities. The local audit work was carried out covering the period 2007-2009. The report was made to the Commission, and then the Commission considered the evidence to look at things like the extent to which processes had been followed and the extent to which governance over travel and expenses had been applied.
What has the Commission found? What's their view of the evidence?
Well, the Commission found serious deficiencies in the way in which SPT managed and controlled travel expenses. A number of trips in particular and the expenses related to these trips gave cause for concern about the judgment of those involved. An important aspect of the Commission's findings here is what appears to have been a culture and behaviour by some of SPT's most senior elected members and officers at that time that fell well short of what is expected of those holding public office and overseeing public funds. As a regional transport authority, SPT is like any other local authority. It must adhere to the principles of good governance and follow the rules and regulations that apply when we're dealing with public money, and public money that's been used in particular in travel and expenses in this particular case. The Commission was keen to underline and welcome the actions taken by the authority since the concerns came to light. And also the Commission is very keen to give credit to SPT for taking quick action involving their own internal audit function to look at what was happening and to make recommendations for how things might be improved.
So what has happened at SPT since the concerns came to light?
Well, one of the first things to note is there have been changes in senior management and in the membership of SPT since the concerns came to light. Value for money and authorisation controls have been strengthened in line with the suggestions that were made following the internal audit work. Over and above that, an action plan off the back of the work that we've been doing has been put together. So there are additional improvements that will overall improve the internal controls over expenses and travel at SPT. Some of the money that we've been looking at and some of the where we question some of the judgments that were made at expenses has actually been recovered. However, we're concluding that in the circumstances of one particular case, which involved a trip in May 2008 to the Greater Manchester Passenger Transport Executive, we've come to the conclusion that that constituted an unacceptable use of public money, insofar as the trip seems to have been arranged to coincide with the sporting event at that time, the UEFA Cup final. And the conclusion that we've reached there is that SPT should seek repayment of all the expenses associated with that trip to the extent that they've not recovered some of the money already.
What more should happen at SPT?
What needs to happen is the processes at SPT need to be strengthened to make sure that costs associated with travel expenses are properly authorised and all the proper processes in place. But over and above that, there needs to be consideration of value for money. For example, things like justifying in advance of trips what the trip's intended to do and why that would be a good use of public money in relation to SPT's business. The overall concern is making sure that proper regulations are followed properly and that value for public money is obtained. To finish off this bit, one of the things important, of course, is to make sure that these new arrangements are well understood by everybody in SPT. And so there's a need for training of elected members serving in SPT to make sure what these rules and regulations are, how they apply at SPT, and also to make sure that they're aware of what's required of them in undertaking trips to make sure that they can demonstrate that the trips represent value for money, value for public money.
Finally, how will you be monitoring improvement?
We'll be monitoring the usual way. We'll be monitoring improvement through the local auditors, who will be looking at how the action plan has actually been applied in practice. Over and above that, the Commission have asked for a further report in 6 months' time, really to get a sense of what progress has been made in relation to processes, systems and governance, but also to find out the extent to which SPT have taken on the recommendation that expenses are recovered in relation to the Manchester trip that I mentioned earlier.
Gordon, thanks very much.